Ask a VC by Ryan Floyd. Thoughts on venture capital and growing your SaaS startup.
Hey everyone, my name is Ryan Floyd. I'm a managing director at Storm Ventures. We're an early stage B2B focused venture fund. Welcome to the new episode of my podcast series, Ask a VC, where I give advice to you to help you grow your SaaS business, similar to what I'd be sharing with you if I was an investor or advisor on the board of your company. I originally recorded most of these episodes as videos, which you can see on my YouTube channel, Ask a VC. So as a result, please excuse any visual references in the podcast, though I don't think there are many. I hope you enjoy. Today, I'm going to talk about how to hire that first VP of sales. I get this question all the time, and it's incredibly tricky. So I want to try to break down how at least I think about it and share that with you to see if it can maybe help you think about your own situation at your company. The first couple of things to think about is, first, does your product really work? Is it ready to scale? Oftentimes I see companies try to accelerate into sales because we're all eager to try and get that revenue. But until you have something that's actually going to work with that customer, and that may be something subtle like the integration, making it work on site, training their users to use whatever it is you're selling, those things have to be at least rudimentary working, because if they're not, no matter who you hire, no matter what you sell, it's likely to churn later on, which I've covered in other videos, and it's just not a good use of resource to sell something you know is going to ultimately churn for whatever product reason. The second is you really have to know who you're selling to and really why they're buying. What is their pain? What's their hair on fire sort of problem? And really understand that. And we'll get to that in more detail in a second. And then the third thing, you need to have a little bit of repeatability in your sales process. It doesn't mean you have to have 100 customers. It's probably somewhere between 10 and maybe 20 customers. And you have to have some idea of really who you're targeting and how you're going to be able to generate some leads for the business. And I've talked about leads in some of my other videos, and I'd encourage you to watch those. But have something that's starting to work. And I'll get to a little bit more about, you know, why that's the case with the VP of sales. So let's get into why those three things are really critically important. I think, you know, that's self-explanatory why that's important. So let's leave that aside for a moment and really talk about the second one, which is, you know, you really have to know who you're selling to and why. Why they're buying. The reason this is just so critical is that if you don't really know who you're selling to and really why they're buying, it's very difficult to bring in a VP or frankly, you know, any salesperson and expect them to be successful. I hear from entrepreneurs all the time that, you know, oh, I'm not good at sales. I just want to hire somebody who can do this for me. And they're out of their comfort zone in a sales situation. And I get it. Sales is very difficult. I think it's one of the most underrated functions in most companies. It's an incredibly difficult job. And the people that do it well are really amazing execs. But the thing is, early on, you as the founder, you are the evangelist. You are the one who needs to go out and be spending time with all those customers. You've built this product based on some feedback or some insight into the market that you've had, and you need to be able to really build on that to the point where you really understand what that pain and that problem is. And not only that, you're able to repeat it, as I just mentioned. Because if you don't, you're going to hire someone who's just going to spend all their time searching and is not going to nearly have the insight that you have about what resonates in the market. And if you don't think you're the person to go out there and sell, because maybe you're just uncomfortable or maybe you just don't feel like you're good at it, you're introverted, you know, it's okay. Find a co-founder who can help you with that and look for that. So you're not really looking for a VP of sales. You're looking for someone who's willing to take more equity, more risk, and can function more like a co-founder with you and think about it from that standpoint. The third thing is really thinking about something that's repeatable and having just a little bit of repeatability in the business. And the reason this is important is that for a VP, the great ones are best at scaling something that's just starting to work or is working at scale. You can think of a VP as really an awesome coach. They're very good at getting a team of sales to play well, but that coach has to know what game they're playing. They have to know what the playbook is to be able to run it. You know, are you focused on this price point? Are you focused on that price point? Are you focused on this buyer? Are you focused on this vertical? How to answer certain objections, how to think about the competitive landscape. All those things you have to have some sense of how to help a VP be successful there, because otherwise, the way you can think about it too is they'll just be a very expensive cold caller. And that's just not a great use of resources, whether they're pathfinding in a discovery process or they're out there kind of cold calling, trying to find their way to repeatability. So those three things are really what I would think about in terms of the critical components for the time when it's right to hire a VP of sales. I think, I read something recently that said the average tenure of a VP of sales is maybe 18 months. It's just, ouch. I mean, it's just so tough. If you make the wrong hire there and you spend a lot of money on these folks and they hire a team and you're not ready to go, it can be a very expensive and time-consuming mistake. So really think about those three components to really guide you in terms of when the time is right to hire a VP of sales. And maybe in another video, I'll talk about, what's the right profile of VP of sales and how to think about, hiring them and asking the right sorts of questions. But in terms of timing for your business, that's the framework that I would think about that I've found, at least with Here With Storm, to be most successful.
Thanks for listening. If you found it interesting, please subscribe. If you like it, make sure to share it with your friends. If you've got a suggestion for a topic for this podcast or even a video series, then tweet me. My handle's easy. It's Ryan Floyd, all one word. Or send me an email or even leave a comment on my YouTube channel. All right, until next time, thanks. Be safe.
Thank you for listening. Visit youtube.com/askavc for a video version of this podcast.